Today is September 6th, and it's 7:14 p.m. California time. And Benjamin, where you are, I can't imagine how late it is.
No, it's 11 in the morning on September 7th here.
Right. Okay, Sunday. So this is Carrie Cassidy from Project Camelot and Bill Ryan, and we're talking to Benjamin Fulford in Japan. So, Benjamin, last time we talked, you were very sort of incognito talking about September 8th as an interesting date.
Well, actually, I don't know about September 8th, but, you know, the date I've been hearing is September 30th, and then some sort of event in the U.S. in October. So my understanding from my various sources is that there will be an attempt at a coup d'etat, martial law, and rounding people up for the detention camps in early October. These people have been trying very hard to start World War III. As you know, the Israelis had a Air Force base in Georgia, and they were planning to attack Iran's nuclear facilities from Georgia. The important thing is there was a friend of mine who was at the trilateral meeting in Tokyo in 2006 told me there was a technical explanation there where they said that because the Iranian facilities were so deep underground, they would have to attack them with nuclear weapons. Now, the Russians and the Chinese have said they will destroy Israel if they do that. Okay? But I suspect the people behind this are ready to see Israel destroyed. This is going to be their new Holocaust in order to create the environment for their so-called Messiah to appear. So they're crazy, and they're trying to kill billions of people, and we're running out of time.
So you're saying that they're going to push this event forward, and you think it might be happening sometime in October is the timeline you're given?
Well, this is what a lot of sources are telling me. There's a split in the ranks. You see, a lot of the Bushes and their Nazi people have been stealing money from everybody. And up in the high finance world, they've created a lot of enemies. And they're supposed to have some sort of September 30th deadline to pay. And they don't have the money, so they're going to create martial law and activate their military and say, to hell with you. Now, I have conflicting information, and it's hard to sift through it all. Japanese security police ninja, and that, by the way, is a very ancient tradition in Japan with very deep roots, the top levels of their equivalent of our spy agencies. But he's telling me they actually made an agreement, and they were going to use Japanese gold in the U.S. to pay off the Bush's debt, and they were going to come up with a new agreement. I published it in Japanese on my webpage, but the problem is it looks to me like a delaying tactic. These people were planning something for 2012, and events are spinning out of their control, so they're trying to fast forward it, but they need more time. That's my understanding of it. But we really clearly must not let them strike first. That's what they did on September 11th, 2001. And they're going to do it again. In other words, we cannot react. They're going to do something so radical that we have to have a critical mass of people in the military and the intelligence establishment, whatever, among the civil population to take these people down before they make a move like this.
What exactly is the plan that you think they have? In other words, you think they plan either to attack Iran or you're saying they're going to take out Israel. What is their plan?
Well, I mean, there is a group that wants to start World War III, and there's a group that's trying to stop them. Now, it's clear the U.S. Air Force has prevented the Israelis from attacking Iran by flying over Iraqi airspace. And when the Israelis set up an air base in Georgia, the Russians came in and captured the airplanes and dismantled the air bases. So clearly, there is a big group in the U.S. military and Russia, whatever, trying to stop these people. But they control the Congress, they control the press, They control the Supreme Court, control the office of the president, and they control about 190,000 Blackwater mercenaries.
Who are you saying controls these people? I mean,
They're a group of neo-Nazis headed by their Führer, George Bush Sr. And these are people who, after World War II, they said, you know, they found Nazi documents in Germany saying, for us, the war never ended. And they've been planning this for more than 50 years. They're the people who assassinated Kennedy and Martin Luther King. And they have a lot of their people spread throughout the establishment. And they were waiting until they had all the right people in all the right places. And now it's sort of endgame. They're being cornered. You know, their original plan was to have Hillary Clinton followed by Jeb Bush before they would complete, you know, their entire massification and turning the U.S. into a fascist country. But the loss by Clinton and a change in the power politics among the secret government members has meant that they're kind of desperate, and they're going to try to do something very crazy.
Okay, but you were talking about a coup. So on September 30th, exactly what do you think? Because you can't put in martial law without doing something.
The BIS has demanded that the Bushes pay back the money they owe to the Europeans, the Chinese, basically everyone on Earth. They've been ripping people off all over the place. So if they don't, then there is a possibility of a serious economic crisis in the U.S. And such a crisis would be followed by martial law.
Okay, from George Green, we understand that the Bank of International Settlements is supposed to be not able to do their actual audit during the Bush administration, that they'd have to come in after the election. That was his understanding, because Bush does not want them to come in while he's in office. Do you think that they can be put off that far?
Well, they're obviously trying to play for time. It's clear that everybody's waiting for November, and everybody's waiting for the new president before they can start, you know, unraveling the mess these people made, okay? But you got to remember, these people have been planning this for 50 years. They're not just going to step aside politely. As you know, they built concentration camps around the U.S. They have their people in key places. They have their Blackwater mercenaries who are, you know, the equivalent of the SS, okay?
Are you getting information on what kind of event that they're planning for, say, October sometime?
Well, it would be declaration of a national state of emergency. Now, the information I'm getting is mixed. It's clear there's a lot of flux going on. There's a lot of different factions with different agendas, and it's not clear how the whole thing's going to play out. Like I say, the Japanese security police, the guy who was originally sent to me by David Rockefeller, contacted me saying they'd reached an agreement for a new type of world secret government that would involve domination by an alliance of the Europeans. And when I say Europeans, I mean the non-Anglo-Saxon Europeans, the French and the Germans, the Russians and the Chinese, with the Americans getting 22 out of 100 votes, and the Europeans, the Russians, and the Chinese getting 78 votes. And that as a result of this agreement, they're going to extend the Bush's money to keep things rolling after September. But I worry that that agreement is just a play for time, that it's not going to be something they're really going to do. I mean, these people are serial liars. And we have apparently George Bush Sr.'s brother, Jonathan Bush, has been living in China for a long time. And my sources are telling me that a Chinese Politburo official connected to Madame Wu has laundered billions of dollars overseas and is being blackmailed about this. And also we have George Bush Sr., who was ambassador to China. So they have a lot of connections there, and I think they've been lying to and fooling the Chinese and using their connections to try to make it look like they're going to hand over control to the Chinese, but really they're just playing for time. So my advice to the Chinese is don't trust these people. And don't trust any Chinese connected to the Bushes, because they've been bribed and they've been compromised. And they're probably also blackmailed, too.
But you're saying that they're actually going to sit back and take 22 votes versus 78 on the side of the Europeans. I don't see America settling for that, not the America I know, at any rate.
Well, that's the point. So, you know, there are some, obviously, a faction. This is, I assume, the same faction that was behind this whole CO2 campaign, the people who backed Al Gore, okay? And that faction is obviously opposed by the Nazi faction, who want to create an artificial end times. That's the problem. So it's really, and the U.S. military establishment, intelligence, and community, whatever, seems to be split in two between the fascists and the traditional, you know, patriots. I'm hoping that a majority will be patriots and realize that they want the United States to be free and strong. And if the United States is free and strong, they will keep their leadership of the world just because they'll be the best and everyone will want to imitate them. But to try to take over the world by force is just not going to happen.
Originally, you had said that if they went and attacked Iran, that the ninjas would be mobilized to actually take them out one by one. That was your threat.
Well, yeah. I mean, if there is an attack, I will certainly ask that they start doing this. I mean, it's clearly these people are a threat to the human species, and it's in everybody's interest. At that point, that'll have to happen.
Our information, partly from George Green, but also from other sources, is saying there is going to be an attack on Iran. Is that information you're getting, or are you getting that they're going to hold off?
Well, they've been trying to attack Iran for a long time. They tried to attack Iran. Well, in fact, George Bush Sr. ordered the Pentagon to nuke Iraq or something back in 1992, and they said no. And they tried to take him down with the Iran-Contra scandal, and they managed to get him out of power. So there's this powerful faction of white knights in there, and these are the same people. They repeatedly blocked the Israeli Air Force from attacking Iran, and if you look at a map, you can see that they could attack Iran from Georgia without flying over Iraqi airspace and therefore not being blocked by the U.S. Air Force. But if the Air Force is actually blocking the Israelis, then I don't see how the Israelis are going to be able to attack. However, I have also heard that something like 20 Air Force generals were killed. And so maybe they're trying to wrest control of the Air Force. But the Russians
20,
and the Chinese,
are you talking about 20 U.S. Air Force generals?
Yes. I got this from an NSA source. I don't know if it's true or not.
We heard something similar to this. Is this something that happened in Georgia?
No, that would be in the U.S.
In the U.S., okay.
Yeah, they're trying to purge the dubs from the U.S. Air Force so they can get their hands on the nukes.
Are you able to reveal where you got that information about the generals being...
Well, one NSA source and one CIA source. And I looked on the Internet, and there's some articles. It's hard to see if it's true or not, you know. But I believe that even if they get rid of the generals, there's so many colonels and other people there, you know, who are they are the line of defense at the end of the day. I mean, these people, they control very, very top positions. Like you have Hayden there at the top of the CIA, and you have Kenny, and these are the people that you have to take out. They don't control the middle ranks or even most of the upper ranks, just the very tip top in many cases. And we have a list of their names. You know, everyone knows the neocons and who they are. And these are the people that need to be stopped. I mean, they're crazy. That's the bottom line. They're following an insane agenda.
What's your idea of what can be done to stop them? Are you just saying that we have to rely on what is, in essence, white hats to pull a coup within the U.S. government? Because I would posit that this might have already happened under Mike McConnell.
Well, I hope so, and I think Mr. Gates, Defense Secretary Gates, seems like a sane man, and you have Admiral Fallon saying that a bunch of us trying to put the crazies back in the box, but there's some kind of Mossad assassination team out there, too, and at a certain point, these white hats are going to have to take actual action, i.e. arrest people, and that hopefully going to happen. I mean, I am encouraged by the fact that the they have been stopping repeated attempts to attack Iran. So hopefully this nightmare scenario will not take place. But the question is what is going to happen with these Blackwater mercenaries and who's going to fight them? Or are they going to obey orders? The big difference between the Nazis today and the Nazis in Germany was that these Nazis don't have any popular support. Hitler had 80% popular support. These guys have 20%, just the brainwashed Christian Zionists. You know, we have other sources saying that something like 1 to 2% of the U.S. population has been specially trained and indoctrinated for an event of this sort. It's a messy situation. I mean, there's a lot that we cannot see. I mean, on the other hand, there are good signs as well. Japan's going to have a general election in November, and hopefully the new government will be very different from the one that's been in power since after 1955, and hopefully they will insist that the U.S. stop their incessant warmongering if they wish to keep receiving funding that they need to have their economy stay afloat.
What's your take on what's going on September 30th in regard to the U.S. economy? Because, as you said, those debts are going to be due. Is the Japanese gold going to prop up our economy here in the U.S. or not?
Well, I mean, it's in nobody's interest to have the U.S. economy collapse. Nobody wants to have a Soviet-style collapse, and I think they'll find a way to keep the money going. But, of course, if there is an attack on Iran, then who knows? But I believe that there's a critical mass of sane people that does not want World War III. So even my guess is that the Zionists, if they succeed in bombing Iran, then Israel will be destroyed, but the U.S. will not then start all-out thermonuclear war as some of these crazies are planning or hoping for.
Are you still in the same position you were before in the sense that you're aligned with these Asian secret societies and that they can be called upon to actually try to change events?
Yes, and I have asked them to take a look at their deal and insist that they be given access to U.S. military bases to make sure there's no genocide being planned. And I also told them that, you know, they should not be playing for time, and you should not give them time because time is not on our side. They were, you know, like I say, working towards 2012. They're trying to speed up the agenda. And so the faster we act, the less likely they are to succeed. And also, okay. You know, I've since been contacted by other groups such as the Karate Association. 50 million people around the world, you know, studying karate. And they've offered help, and they could probably get all the other martial arts societies to join. And as you know, most people studying martial arts are not Asians these days. They're actually, you know, all over the world. I mean, I studied judo in Mexico as a kid and then continued my studies in Canada. So these societies are very important. You know, at the end of the day, we're hoping that everything can be done peacefully without a single death and a single fight. You know, bullies become weak if people stand up to them. And if enough people stand up and say, hey, then they will stand down. I'm hoping they will see the insanity of what they're trying to do and wake up.
Some of the information that you've been reporting, a lot of people listening to this will identify it as being very similar to stories that have been reported by Christopher Story on World Reports, and also by Steve Webb on 4Winds 10, and then copied around on websites and forums like Rumor Mill News. And most serious analysts don't give that information any credence because they don't trust those sources. Are you saying that your source of this information comes from genuine insiders, and it's not just picked up off the internet?
The person sent to me by Hazel Takanaka, the finance minister, who works for Rockefeller. The person who is definitely connected with the Japanese security police and definitely connected with David Rockefeller, okay, what he told me was that they had figured out, they'd worked around the September 30th deadline, and that Japanese gold would be used, 2,000 trillion yen worth of Japanese gold would be used to support the U.S. economy over a transition period through to 2010. First of all, clear the debts of this cabal, and then finance a huge aerospace project. So that source, so he tells me that the September 30th thing has been dealt with. Okay, there was a deadline, and
it sounds like you're not sure about that. It sounds like, you're actually unsure.
Well, I mean, that's what one source is. The other source, the NSA guy, is telling me that there's still, you know, and the CIA guy, they both have, and then a source that is not Mr. Story, okay? These are some analysts who have come up with a very successful predictive model by scanning the internet for...
You're talking about Half Past Human.
Yes, now they're saying some sort of event in early October, too. And then you can confirm this from the places like the Jerusalem Post, that newspaper, had an article saying they were going to attack Iran with nuclear weapons. So you have a faction that wants to start nuclear war. They want to nuke Iran's facilities. And you have a faction that's trying to stop them. And you have these factions controlling large sums of money, so there are financial backers for each faction. And so what we're getting is information from two sources, two big, you know, main sources, the two factions. And it's not clear what the balance of power is, but overall, I think the crazy faction that wants to start World War III is losing. But they're desperate and they're cornered and they're going to try, you know, to pull off something. Okay, so that's how I read the situation. There is a desperate, violent, nasty group, and they are in a pinch, and until they've actually stepped aside, you cannot say with confidence they're not going to do something crazy. So that's my reading of the situation from many different sources.
As a financial guy, there's a lot more that you understand that we do about the processes of banking and the Federal Reserve and all of the huge machinations that make up the kind of whole carefully balanced machine of the international debt structure. So what could really happen in the real world on September 30th? Imagine that the clock's turning midnight in Washington. What happens? Do they make a press announcement the next morning announcing to the world and to the media that they're repudiating all of their debt? Or do they just put troops on the streets and saying, tough, all the banks are closed, we're not going to even tell you why? Or if this is all in response to an event, some kind of martial law, what might that event be?
Well, okay, the scenario is that they cut off the U.S. payments, right? They say, okay, the United States is bankrupt. And that would lead to a shutdown of banks, you know, people wouldn't be able to get their money out, the whole system would fall into chaos. Okay, there would be riots in the streets, people, you know, rushing to supermarkets to grab food, people heading out to the countryside, you know, and then we'd have martial law, and we'd have these Blackwater mercenaries out on the street trying to round up dissidents. And they have this list of 1 million people that they want to round up, right, this so-called no-fly list. So if you're on that list, you better hide. But my guess is that the smart people will not give those guys any excuse to start martial law. In other words, they will keep financing them until November, until they're out of power. Not give them... So if I were, you know, I mean, I would say, look, let's not give these guys their excuse. They're trying to do something in October because after November they're out of power. And they're worried about going to jail for war crimes. So again, my recommendation is we offer these people a full pardon, a full amnesty, as long as they step aside peacefully.
Okay, when you say we, though, are going to offer these people amnesty, I mean, what is your scenario as to how this so-called amnesty would even take place? Because for all intents and purposes, my understanding is these people are not going to go quietly. Under every circumstance that we can imagine, including their heartfelt desire for an Armageddon-like scenario, they don't have any motivation to go quietly, do they?
They don't, but the question is, do they have the ability? You know, they don't. I think they've lost so much support, even in the secret government, that I don't think they're going to be able to do anything. They have stolen a lot of money. They've hired a lot of goons. The big worry is this Blackwater force and what those people are going to do. They're paid $1,000 a day, but they want to do something. They wanted to do it for a long time. And they've been trying to nuke Iran for years. Okay, this isn't, I mean, they've been talking this talk for a very long time. I mean, how many hundreds of times have they said, we'll attack Iran, you know? But they haven't done it.
Right.
They obviously want to, but somebody is stopping them.
Okay, well, look, I'm an American, and I can tell you that the party line that I'm hearing from John McCain, he's totally backed now but by Bush and his whole neocon group, and so is Palin. And they're wrapping the exact same party line that's always been wrapped down. These people are trying to get into office. On the other side, you've got Brzezinski's faction, which is you know, Obama. So under these scenarios, I mean, in essence, I don't see anybody really backing down. If the White Hats cannot possibly be part of the McCain camp, so in essence, theoretically, they have to be part of the Brzezinski group, and yet Brzezinski is known for wanting to bring Russia into a third world war. I mean, the bottom line is that these are factions of the Illuminati and that they do want to see a population reduction situation happening.
Well, I mean, on a more macro picture, okay, you have the United States and this faction, okay, they've been playing international poker for the planet over the past year, okay? They've used their oil card. They tried to jack up the oil price. But what happened was they jacked it up so far that their revenue from oil actually started to decrease because people just stopped using oil. So that misfired. So then they tried to jack up the food price, right? And they jacked up the price of steel and aluminum, everything they controlled, okay, as part of this battle. And finally, they've got their last card, which is the U.S. military machine. And they're saying, look, if nothing else, we'll just use this machine full out. So it's their last bargaining chip. So what I recommend, what I believe the Chinese and everybody are saying is, look, we'll keep your military machine afloat. We'll turn it into United Nations military machine. And we'll keep financing your economy, but no genocide. And the other question is, are they going to free the forbidden technology? You don't even have to get into conspiracy theory to look at, for example, I interviewed a lot of the solar power companies 10 years ago, and they said that after 2 or 3 years, the solar power would be competitive with oil. Well, oil was $30 a barrel then. And now, what happened? Well, the price of silicon has gone up fivefold in this past year, along with the price of oil. Now, silicon is the third most common element on Earth. It's sand. There's no way that price should be so high. In other words, solar power should be dirt cheap, and everyone should have solar power in their house. But they don't. So they have to free this technology. And there's a powerful group of people who've been living off oil money and who have bought up, and it's the oil money that's fed the military machine, right? So the trick is to separate the military from the oil. Say to the military guys, hey, we'll keep funding you. We'll keep and we'll finance a major, major space exploration program. And the oil people, well, they're just going to have to realize that oil is very valuable as a fertilizer and as a material for making things, but it's not very valuable as a source of energy. You know, that's the question.
But the bottom line here is whether or not the Illuminati, and where you get into a difficulty here is when I talk about the Illuminati, if you listen to David Icke, who makes a lot of sense a lot of the time, he's actually saying on an upper level, the Chinese are also run by the Illuminati behind the scenes. And that means there is a deeper agenda than just the one we're talking about here that will motivate events in the long run. And I appreciate that there's some madmen neocons that are going to be trying to stay in what appears to be power here in the U.S. But the bottom line is also that there's an agenda for the world, and it's pretty diabolical, and this is what we're actually fighting.
Well, it is definitely clear that this is where it gets into stuff that I don't know about, but a CIA guy who's connected with the Area 51 type people and a couple other sources have told me that basically humanity was not allowed to continue exploring space after the Apollo program because we are a very violent and dangerous race. And if humanity can come up with a world government that follows this universal principle of never shoot out the first punch, they will be allowed to continue space exploration. And there is a faction that wants to turn the human species into a kind of predatory type of creature. And this is what these people say. So that's the battle line there. But the Chinese, as far as I can tell by all my connections, and if you look at the nature of their government and everything else, they are not doing evil in China. China was under their control under Chairman Mao, and they killed tens of millions of people. But after Deng Xiaoping got in power, basically the Illuminati lost China. They're trying to get back. They have people they've been working on and bribing and whatever, but they don't have control. But they have been negotiating, and they've been trying to fool the Chinese. That's my take on it.
We understand that the Russians and the Chinese have been doing war games together.
Yes.
Do you know the objective behind that?
The objective is that if necessary, they are ready to take on the U.S. military machine. The Chinese have their nuclear subs out there. The Russians are ready. These people are ready for all nuclear war if it comes to that. So it's a question of who blinks first.
Well, that sounds like a really dire situation.
It is a dire situation.
So basically, would you say you're optimistic at this time, Benjamin, in light of everything we're talking about here? Or are you very cautious?
No, I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic. It's a dangerous situation, but I'm optimistic that sanity will prevail. Because, you know, it's amazing what the thought of death does to clarify your thinking. And these guys have such a good life, they don't want to die. And so there will be a step down. But the worst-case scenario would be the nuking of Iran followed by the nuking of Israel. But it would not escalate beyond that point. So if the Zionists do attack Iran, it'll be a fatal mistake for them. That's my reading of the situation.
All right. Well, Benjamin, I mean, we really appreciate you reconnecting with us on this call. And because we've started our new site, which is projectavalon.net, it's got a forum, and we're already getting hundreds of people signing on. It's about people talking to each other about all these issues, as well as finding safe places in the off chance that this situation in October actually becomes something major, as well as the meltdown of the U.S. economy, which in many ways, wouldn't you say it's going to continue? Because regardless of whether you have a day, September 30th, I mean, the U.S. is bankrupt.
Yeah, it is bankrupt, and they need to be refinanced. And it's in everybody's interest to refinance the U.S. Theoretically, I mean, the U.S. should be having very, very high economic growth. All they have to do is take all that technology that they classified for so-called security reasons and make it public, and, you know, they'd have a boom. I mean, just the free energy alone would cause people to be rich.
No doubt about it. All right. Well, thank you very much, Benjamin.
All right.
We need a critical mass
of decent people in the world right now. It's very, very urgent that all decent people who want peace realize that there is a time when we have to draw a line in the sand, and this is that time.
Well said. Okay. hopefully we can connect with you again sometime after your Rents show on September 8th and see if there's some new developments at that time. This has been a Project Camelot and a Project Avalon production. This is Carrie Cassidy and Bill Ryan.